Boker Tov, good morning everyone. We start Simen Reish Hei 205, Birchos Yerakos, the bracha on vegetables. Now, if you're bewildered like I am, why is this a separate Simen? We had a Simen 203, Reish Gimel, Dinei Birchos Peres Haaretz, the laws of the brachas on the fruit of the ground, which are also vegetables. So I'm not really sure why it's divided into two simanim, and also not even consecutively. I'm always so fascinated and curious by truly the Beis Yosef, who is the one who created the organizational system. It's the Torah who created the organizational system, and I'm not really sure why he does it like that. In any event, the first halacha in the first sif in Reish Hei is a familiar halacha which we saw when it came to fruit, which is first hal yirakas harach barav yadam. Of course, on vegetables, you make the bracha. The bracha that we recite is borei pri ha'adama. Vafilu bishlam, even if they are cooked. And the Mechaber, in a little bit of complex language, he tells us a familiar halacha we saw with fruit, which is if it's a fruit or a vegetable which is eaten either cooked or raw, so then it gets bracha ru'yelo. It'll get the bracha that it normally gets. However, if people eat it only in one state but not the other, so for example, if people only eat a particular vegetable raw, so if you were to cook it, so it gets downgraded from a ha'adama to a shahakal. So for, I don't know, as an example, lettuce. I don't think most people eat lettuce cooked. If one were to cook lettuce, presumably, the halakha would be, if you were just to eat it on its own, it would be a shahakal. And a person might say, I might add lettuce cooked in a soup or something like that. Well, anyway, you'll get into ikkar and tefil questions. But if a person would eat, I'm using that as an example, cooked lettuce, so get downgraded to a shahakal. We saw this earlier when it came to fruit. Now, similarly, if there are types of vegetables that are only eat cooked and not eaten raw, so then the halacha is the opposite. When it's cooked, you make the bracha of barei pri ha'adama. A potato would be a good example. People only eat potatoes cooked. If you were to eat that vegetable raw, it actually then gets downgraded. The bracha would be a shahakal. A person eats a raw potato. The halacha is indeed it's a shahakal. Now, the footnotes bring how we define these things can be a little bit nuanced. So for example, what happens, the Mishnah Berurah, just to clarify, he says, if it's the type of thing that rov b'nei adam, this is how the Shaar HaTzion explains it, it's the type of thing that many people, or the majority of people, would eat it in that kind of form. Not that that's their preference, but they would eat it. In other words, most people, for example, might eat, I don't know, apples raw. That might be their preference. But most people would also eat them cooked. So that's good enough. And apples, therefore, would be ha'etz, whether it's cooked, whether it's raw. Now, the question is, the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Shaar HaTzion points out, it's in that medina, in that country. Someone told me that people in Germany eat raw potatoes. So in Germany, if you were to eat raw potatoes, the halacha would be indeed a hadama. But here in the United States, where I just don't think, it's my experience, people do not eat raw potatoes. So then here in the United States, the halacha would be that a raw potato would be a hadama. Now another interesting question is when we talk about a fruit or a vegetable, classification could and taxonomy could become a real issue. Let's say apples. People will eat apples cooked and raw, but does it depend what variety of apples? Is it Granny Smith? Do we go by Red Delicious? Yeah, how do you subdivide apples? Maybe only one species or one variety of apple people will eat cooked. So they quote B'Shem Rav Nissen Karelitz, who says it goes by the, like, apples does not get subdivided. So if some people eat some apples cooked, or rove people will eat apples cooked, even if it's only a particular variety, so then any variety of apple that's cooked will still retain its original bracha of Bari Pri Ha'etz. And I guess these things are, as it seems pretty clear, are pretty case specific. So you should just double check things with a posik, wishing everyone a wonderful day.